Now, Goldilocks was a beautiful, and with fine golden dangly hair. And Mum said, take it the basket foodage and trickly through the forry to Grandmardy, dear. Well, she checked the listed contents in the basket, with buttery eggers, flavour parsley cheese and capers, and indigeps or burpee pardlow powder. And off she went, and she fallolloped full on the crazy pave and grazed her knee flappers, all bruisy, rubbing, vasalubrious on, pick heely hup, and tie knotty handkerchief for stopping dirt getting in the crevices. Well, she took the forry path, and it was all misty through it the trees there, and lost it her wow, till the little coatie there, all cottage cosy, smoking, creeping up the chimney and knocking on the door to come in. There on the tabloid, three boatloads of porry, all steaming a poof. So she tasted a flavour in the big basil, and far too salty. Now the middle one, too sweet, and she coughed it all over the table though. But the little basil, just rightly flayed, and stuffled down a greedy burp. Then, Goldilocks tried the chair, and far too hardly the big one. But the mid-load, too softer, and sink it right up into the armpits there. But the little three-leather stool, she sittily and flopped all over the floor and tock. So she trickly up the stairs to try at the resty bed all comfy bowl. But oh, the big bed is lumpy and coily spring, doing, 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 tick in the back row. So a little cot she saw and tried, with Ida Dove and painted Donald Duckery on the side, and soon fast asleep. Then the bears groped home. Ah, said Father Bear, who's been flavin' my porridge and stickin' your finger out, eh? And Mother Bear agaps at the spilly porridge all over the tabloid. And the baby said, oh, look, the greed and stuffing it down my empty baseload. So they explored the cupboard, the kitcheny, then up the stairs, trickly how. Well, Fardle said,
who's dirty foot in the marks and the coily spring the tickle in my back row?
And Ma said it too. Oh, crying the baby bairn, all brown and frightfold. Look, and the sleeping of the Goldilocks snorm in my cutty eiderdow, beautiful tresses and dangly. Oh, dear. Then the little Goldilocks jumpy flighted through the window and slidey drainpipe, and stumbly jumped far into the forest home for a cup of low tea at 4 in the after lubrious.